Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Nature Connection show. We air the show every fourth Friday, and then, you know, we have a lot more that we do on Nature Connection, too. It just kind of happens because we're kind of passionate about parks and nature, the environment, and also what we can do about climate change. And normally this show, we have Nancy, my mom and co-host, but right now we're putting out our new Vacation Station magazine issue that'll be out, a bumper issue of spring and summer. Margot Carrera will be back next month. And she is an amazing nature photographer who is on the show with us every fourth Friday as well. But I encourage everyone to go to nationalparktraveling.com because we're going to be talking about parks today. And our site, we travel full time. Nancy and I do this across the country, documenting parks and public lands, not just national parks, all parks, including state parks. And that's what we're talking about today. Second annual California State Parks Week is coming up June 14th through 18th, 2023, and California has one of the most amazing systems of parks. It's a huge state, and the parks in it are just as diverse as the people, the cultures, and also the biodiversity in regards to flora and fauna. And so I'm excited about it because I want you all to get out there. There's amazing parks, and we can do things to protect the parks and learn more. And we have an amazing person joining us, Jessica Carter. She is the Director of Parks and Public Engagement for Save the Redwoods League. We love them too. So two websites, castateparksweek.org is the website to go to for the events, and then go to savetheredwoods.org. So welcome, Jessica. How are you?
Thanks, Lisa. I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here talking with you about the Redwoods and California State Parks.
Let's start with Save the Redwoods, because it seems like different organizations got together for this State Parks Week. It's a second annual celebration. I think it's got to be a celebration. Celebrate our parks. Yeah. We're going to learn, celebrate, and also clean up, right? We're going to do some cleaning up too. But Save the Redwoods, Save the Redwoods League. Sam Hodder has been on our show a couple times over the years, and I'm so glad to have you on because I think it's something really iconic that we save these trees, learn about them. You guys are doing so much in regards to saving land. It's really connected to our state parks, right?
Yes, definitely. So Save the Redwoods League is a California conservation organization that protects and restores the redwood and giant sequoia forests and connects people to their peace and beauty. So we've been around for a while. The organization was established in 1918, and then a couple of years after we were formed, we helped to establish the California State Parks System. So we have almost 100 years of partnering with state parks in a variety of ways. And you know, my work, which I love and I feel so fortunate to do, is all about improving the parks and delivering programs that are really inspiring to visitors and welcome them into a variety of experiences. So we are just honestly delighted to be partnering with state parks on California State Parks Week. It really fits right in our wheelhouse of what we've been doing together for many, many years. And so Save the Redwoods League is a presenting partner along with California State Parks Foundation and Parks California. And it's been great.
And we love the foundation. Years ago, I was saying before we were recording that, you know, we stood up against, like, they were going to close some parks down in California. We're like, oh, heck no, you ain't doing that. And, you know, the foundation really stood up about, no, we cannot close parks. And I think state parks have been threatened a couple times. Serious. I know there's always a threat to parks. And I think that's what's so good about getting people into the parks and having these kind of weeks. And you're doing it in outdoors month, June, which is perfect, right? Is that once people get to a park and connect, then they understand the importance of saving them and why they need to be open and why accessibility, even if we have wilderness areas, the accessibility for families is important.
Yeah, I mean, stewardship is certainly part of the reasons that we're doing California State Parks Week. And I think in general too, parks are so essential to our collective health and well-being. You know, all of us as individuals are a little bit better off when we get outdoors and spend time in nature. And then it's also really a great contributor to healthy, thriving communities. And so, you know, that's certainly one of the foundational reasons for doing California State Parks Week. And, you know, kind of building on that as well, inclusive access is what it's all about. You know, people like to experience the parks in different ways. And I think that's a little bit of what you're speaking to as well, that, you know, whether it's to go on a day hike or to go have a barbecue with friends or family, these parks are for all of us. And so that's certainly part of what we're doing with this week.
Well, I love it too. You know, actually we're recording this during what, and it'll air at the end of National Park Week, which runs April 22nd through 28th. And this airs on the last day of National Park Week. And the state parks, actually, when we talk about the Redwoods, are connected to the national parks, right? Because the Redwood National Park, and it's like 1 minute you're in the state park, 1 minute you're in the Redwood National Park, right?
Yeah. There is Redwood National and State Parks up on the north coast of California, and it is jointly managed by the National Park Service, that's Redwood National Park, and California State Parks. There's numerous park units of the state parks up there too. So yeah, that's actually a great example of partnership and action, and, you know, different agencies thinking creatively about how to do what's best for the landscape, for the forest. But you touched on something that, yeah, I mean, California State Parks Week is certainly modeled after National Parks Week, which has been really successful at promoting and getting people out there to enjoy their parks. And it's also really well aligned with the Outdoor Access for All initiative that's supported by Governor Newsom. So there's a few things that are forming and feeding into this week in June.
Well, I also, when we think about biodiversity, I want to just touch on the redwoods, because I kind of look at them as an apex species of the, you know, the landscape. And I look at redwoods, we've got the coastal redwoods, the sequoias, which we talk about a lot on our show, and the Sequoia National Park, Sequoia National Forest, all of those have gone through hell recently, not just with fires, flooding and everything. But when you think about the redwoods and the forest environment, what you're doing with protecting these amazing places, you're not just protecting the redwoods, it's the entire web of life that is attached to these redwoods. So when people go into these forests, they're looking at trilliums, they're looking at banana slugs, they're looking at different kinds of bird species and the ferns that look like they're from Jurassic Park. You know, I'm going back to dinosaurs, you know, I'm into those, but you know what I mean? And then you've got to look at the, you know, Native American indigenous people that were there, you know, eons ago and still in different communities that relied upon the forest, that kind of worked with the land, right? And so there's this cultural connection that I think is so cool that you're doing with the California State Parks Week, that we can understand people in the landscape from ancient times to present times.
Definitely. I mean, these forests are iconic and they only exist in California. You know, we often default to thinking about the trees, which are quite majestic, both the coast redwood and the giant sequoia. But you're right, there's a whole community of flora and fauna and people who are part of it, part of the forest. And so, yeah, I mean, finding whatever way we individually want to connect is like the right way. There's so much to learn or experience or do when you're out there. We actually have a podcast as well, and we've been featuring people who like to do different things in the forest. And it's truly everything from hiking to, you know, skateboarding to kayaking. You know, there's something for everyone. And it's natural and cultural.
I love that. And with the State Parks Week, I think what's also cool is, you know, people can travel through California as visitors and locals, right? And start to go into these parks and realize that the state park system of California is insanely diverse in regards to, like, you can go to Jamestown, you can go to Railroad 1850. Oh, I'm going to get the name, the actual, now I'm going to have to look it up. But anyway, there's a rail town, and you've got the movie train in there that's been in over 200 movies in history. So you've got railroad history in some of the state parks. And then you can go to the coast, you can go to the beach, you can go surfing, you can go skateboarding, you know, so there's, you know, gold mining kind of history. There's gold rush history. There's a little bit of everything. So the history is in there as well as the diversity. But I mean, yeah, you're going coast, you've got the desert. Like I think about Anza Borrego Desert State Park. It's what, over 600,000 acres of desert, which is in full bloom right now, like crazy.
Great.
You know, this awesome. Year, this year I think is insane for California in regards to flowers.
I just saw there'd been like articles all over the place about the super bloom and how you can see it from space and it's everywhere. It is really cool.
I know everyone's sneezing everywhere they go. But I think this is going to be a good year for pollinators too, right? It's like,
oh. I sure hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you said, there are so many different types of parks. There are 280 California state parks in the system. 49 wow. of those are redwood and giant sequoia parks, which of course are near and dear to my heart. But yeah, it is. I mean, it epitomizes the word diverse. Like there is something for everyone. And I will say that what's great about, you plugged this at the beginning, the CASTATEParksWeek.org website. Mm. That is the California State Parks Week website. And you can go on there and you can find there right now, there are over 160 programs and events on there. I suspect there are going to be more coming before June. And you can go on and you can like choose your region, choose your park, your region, or the day that you want to go visit. And you can do some adventure planning on there. So whatever it is that anyone is interested in, they can check out that website and go find their experience for the week.
It is like, go find your park, right? In a way, yeah. It's like that for go find your California state park. Well,
yeah.
Some of the experiences each day has these cool themes. And the first day, Wednesday, June 14th, is explore new experiences. And I love that because number one, that's like, just go to a new park. New experiences, I think sometimes going to a state park might be a completely new experience for somebody.
For sure. I mean, if that's someone's new experience is literally just going and exploring a brand new place. Awesome. That is perfect. And yeah, it's so the website, you can go on and like figure out, okay, which one do I want to see? And Save the Redwoods League has been partnering with all the Coast Redwood and Giant Sequoia districts to plan some programs and events as well. And there are dozens and dozens within the Redwoods and Giant Sequoia. So like an example for that first day of explore new experiences, there's a couple of really cool things. Like people can choose to go take a camping for beginners workshop in Calaveras Big Trees.
Oh, wow.
There are some like unique hikes going on in like the Bay Area district, like Samuel P. Taylor. Each day there's something you can check out and figure out what you want to do.
I know. And there's like little state park booklets and everything you can get like still and on your phone. Now there's all these apps now too, which is so cool. So you're exploring, you can go and get kids involved. That I think is, you know, there's just so many like Tamales Bay is like this state park that is kind of a quiet state park and it's in within Point Reyes National Seashore. And you can go there, you can go bird, it's a really cool bird watching place. And you might see elk when you go through there. So it's really cool. Gold's Bluff Beach. I know you guys know about Gold's Bluff Beach. It's probably one of my like most special places on the planet because we saw elk walking down the beach, eating berries, wild berries. Like after driving on a dirt road through, you know, Jurassic Park, you know, so I mean, there's these, like, when you talk about new experiences, that was like one of those key experiences for us that kind of propelled us to do our Love Your Parks tour. But that's what I'm saying. There's like all these new things and I want people to go experience them, go hug a tree, you know, go look at how big a redwood is, you know,
yes.
That's an experience that could be brand new, you know.
And I'll yeah, definitely. And you know, the second day, which is Thursday, June 15th, is Nourish Your Health and Well-Being Day. So
oh.
It's about getting outdoors to feel and be your best self. And there are some great programs going on that day too. I mean, there's tons across the state, but one that we've been partnering with the North Coast Redwoods District on is yoga in the Redwoods. And this is in Humboldt Redwoods
Park.
It's the same thing. Like, maybe you love yoga, but you've never done it in the Redwoods. Maybe you've never tried yoga. And starting out in the Redwoods, there could be no more
Oh, that's so good for your health.
Peaceful place. Oh. Yes. So just really interesting stuff that folks can try out.
I love the yoga in the parks. I've seen people do it and you're like, what are you doing? Oh, wow. You can stretch like that. I want to try that. Do you have some goats? No, just bring the goats.
Oh gosh. That would be the ultimate goats. In the
that would, that would be, I love that. But the wealth and the wealth, I always put health and wealth together because you don't have wealth without health. And I think that is something like the more trees we have on the planet, the better for our health. That is, getting kids outdoors, maybe putting their phone down, like I was talking about phones and everything, getting kids involved, getting them in an area where they're breathing fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is everything.
Essential. Yeah, essential. And you know, it is true too that our forests are incredibly important to the sustainability of our earth and a really critical tool in fighting climate change. You know, post redwood and giant sequoias are among the biggest and tallest trees in the world. Coast redwoods being the tallest and giant sequoia sort of the largest by mass, and they store a whole lot of carbon. So in addition to just immersing you in sort of their immense beauty and everything the forest provides, they are really important for Earth too. So it's,
you know,
it's
the
true.
Last time we went through the redwoods was a little bit, I think February of last year, and we stopped the car and we'd driven through this crazy storm and we got to the redwoods and we like went for a little hike, and I looked at him like, Nancy, I'm a little high, like, I mean, like a little like chilled out, but like it was like immediate rejuvenation. You could feel it, like, kind of and so I mean that, like, you're feeling like this, you know, happy high, but it's not a high, not that way, people.
Yeah,
you know. Yes. I wasn't eating mushrooms either, but I was happy.
But you probably saw a bunch of mushrooms.
Tons of mushrooms and moss and fungus and all the good stuff that we like, right? And banana slugs. That's the thing. Like, listen, banana slugs.
I still distinctly remember the first time I went to an ancient redwood forest, and I was already an adult when that happened, even though I was born and raised in California, if you can believe that. And what struck me was how the weight of the quiet felt on my body. It's like as if I could really feel it there. The day I went there didn't happen to be a ton of folks around, although that can be fun and interesting on its own, but it was just so peaceful and quiet. I was moved. And I've seen this with other folks too. Like when you visit an old growth forest for the first time, it evokes so much emotion, like what you're saying, and all these big feelings. It's pretty remarkable that just stepping into nature can do that for people.
I felt younger.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I say about that high where you're like, you feel like this extra energy, but it's like natural. It's not like you drank coffee or it's this, yet at the same time calming. It's bizarre, like in good stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, it really puts things into perspective, right? I mean, when you're standing amidst trees that are 2,500 years old, it probably does make you feel younger.
Yeah, a little humbling too. But then it's like going to the coast too. I mean, that's the other part, is the state parks have amazing, you've got, you know, forest, mountain, coast. I mean, the diversity of California is amazing. One thing I do want to touch on is the theme for Friday, June 16th, support climate resilience. I think this is really an important thing. I know there in Pismo State Beach, there's Let's Talk Pollinators. I think that's incredible because that is an area known for monarch butterflies, right? That whole region, the central, and then whales. And I mean, anyway, there's a lot going on there. That central coast is, it's beautiful.
Yes. No, and I think, you know, that is, of course, a really important theme in this week. And each park, different parks are finding creative ways of making it tangible and actionable. Like all of us, parks play an important role in climate resilience, and so do we as individuals and communities. And so You know, I know there are a couple in, again, the giant sequoia and coast redwoods as well, along with all across the state. And, you know, one up at Calaveras Big Trees in the giant sequoia is about fire in the forest. So there's been, you know, the giant sequoia, the ancient giant sequoia are severely threatened right now, the forests, because of wildfire, and not the good wildfire that they are accustomed to and love, but the wildfire that has actually destroyed a number, almost 20% of ancient giant sequoia. So there's an opportunity to go on this hike with park staff and to learn about fire and learn about the ways that parks and agencies and Save the Redwoods League too are working to combat that risk, to work on fuels reduction and to protect the forest. So it's like a great way that people can learn about the actionable steps that people are taking to protect our landscapes.
Right.
So just another, I think that it's, and making it like digestible, you know,
and I think when you're hopeful. There, yeah, when you're there and you can actually see and experience it, it becomes more than the drama that you see on TV.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. The drama on TV, everybody argues, has crazy opinions, until you go out and you're actually there. I think it really helps to I think Sequoia National Park was one of the first parks we started on our tour. But I mean, we've done a lot of national parks, but Sequoia National Park, I think it was park number 3 or 4. And we'd been there a little bit before, but we went back in and really, we were with Park Ranger Dana Dirks. She's in the Forest Service now, but we went in and went through the Giant Forest Museum first. And the Giant Forest Museum, I always say, go to the visitor center as much as you can first, get that background knowledge. So when you're hiking, you understand what you're seeing. And it was one of the first parks I saw that really addressed climate change. And this is we're talking about 2012, we did this. And, you know, I think even then, I mean, we were bringing up that topic, but they being up so high and also the smog from what was going down below, they were addressing this, but in such a way that people could, it's not opinionated. Let's put it that way. Parks do an amazing job, whether it's community, county, state, you know, national, of interpreting what we are all dealing with in a way that is just informative, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you feel caused to move and do something towards something, you can.
I wholly agree. I think that the interpretation, education, the experience that comes from park rangers and professionals is so amazing. I mean, we're really fortunate to be able to partner with them and something like California State Parks Week, where it puts them front and center. I mean, this is what they do.
They are the rock stars of the parks. And, you know, a lot of the people, the professionals you're talking about, a lot of them are studying and they'll be out in the forest day and night. They're in the rain while we're all cozy. They're doing it.
They are doing it. Yes, they are legit.
They're legitimately, like they're doing it. Celebrate Community and Culture is the theme for June 17th, which we've kind of touched on, but I think it's important to explain that we are looking at the cultures that have been touched on, because our whole thing of doing the Love Your Park Store is about getting the communities to connect with their parks, because it's really important in regards to preserving the parks, making sure they're funded, but also understanding the people's connection. Because I think if we don't understand our connection, we may not value as much.
Yeah, that particular day and theme, I think, is so important. And the intention around it, as you suggested, is to really invite communities, and especially those communities that have historically been underrepresented or marginalized in the parks, to engage and to celebrate and experience the parks again in the way that is meaningful to them. And it absolutely includes Indigenous communities. Kind of touch back on something you spoke to at the very beginning. You know, Indigenous communities have been stewarding these lands since time immemorial, pre-colonization, and there are, you know, living, breathing connections that continue today, that there are a number of communities still thriving and growing again. And One thing that I would point out, I know there's numerous celebrations happening across the state on that Saturday, the 17th, and an example of one, which I just love, is at Sume State Park up on the North Coast. It's in the Redwood Range, the Coast Redwood Range. That state park was recently renamed to reflect the Yurok history and connection there. Oh. There is actually a traditional Yurok village on that site that is actively used by the tribe for ceremony and programs.
Oh, wow.
And there, yeah, it's really cool. I highly recommend folks go check that out if they're ever up on the North Coast. And on June 17th, Celebrate Community and Culture Day, there is a big program and event there where there will be tours with Indigenous interpreters and just an opportunity to go and experience Yurok culture, coming back to that piece that's so vibrant and alive in that place and all over up on the North Coast. So just great. And I know there are many other celebrations happening across the state that are similarly doing similar things.
That's exciting. I people need to understand the ties. And there's also, you know, different cultures. The Asian cultures are also reflected inside state parks. One state park we went to was up at Allensworth. That's what it is. Sorry. We have done literally, I'm saying, between 1,500 and 2,000 parks in the last few years. So, you know, give me a break. Getting there. But Allensworth is a state park we went to in Central Valley. Mm-hmm. And so just south of Tulare, Porterville area, off of 99. And it was a Black town, a Black history. I mean, and it's amazing the history here. And we did an interview with the superintendent and park ranger and a couple of years ago when we were back up in Central California in Tulare County. And the story, they had a bank, they had all these things, and it was short-lived, but what they accomplished and did, and that these buildings are still preserved for Black history, for people to understand what communities did. And then there's parks that have, you know, Buffalo Soldier history, and so it's Native American. There's Asian cultural history, definitely in the Central Valley, I know, because, you know, that there's, you know, like Manzanar's a national park unit with which was an internment camp, but like there's just this community of there's Latino history in parks. So I really wanted people to understand the cultural connections that tie to your roots. You'll find them
I agree. And and Allensworth, I actually think that there is at least one, if not more, Juneteenth celebrations going on that weekend too, as part of California.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I can't recall if I was trying to real time look. I can't recall if it's at Allensworth or elsewhere, but yes, you're exactly spot on.
Yeah. That's an amazing story there. It really is. Like, and families still go there. Like when we were talking to the park rangers, families still go there and, you know, see where their ancestors were. And I'm like, wow. And it wasn't that long ago. I'm just saying, you know. They were out in the middle of nowhere and they needed more commerce. And, you know, so there's all kinds of stories connected. So yeah, this is, like I said, I think that this week is happening. It's a second annual one, but I'm excited for this to be like forever because I want people to understand. But the final day is June 18th, Sunday. Again, everyone, the website is castateparksweek.org. So you can plan your adventures there. But this is Care for Our Shared Lands Day. And I see it right there. Be the change, see the change, the beach cleanup at Cardiff State Beach. And we used to live out there. It's so beautiful. I love Cardiff out in San Diego County. It's awesome. But yeah, I think this is a good example of a state park where the community is right there. They are so connected to that park. I mean, that's where the surfers go, but you know, I know the Redwoods too. I mean, we did a whole map once and we have to update it because it went crazy. It was right after COVID happened. COVID, whatever, it's still here, but you know, the major part of the pandemic about community parks. And started doing a map of community parks. And now we've done so many more. It's insane. And this website, I mean, within 6 months, we had over 100,000 people attached themselves to this map. Wow. And that's when we realized that's why we are the Love Your Park Store, not just national parks. It's like this importance and people really got it. And but as we were doing the map, we started to realize, oh, like the redwoods have these communities right next door, like Joshua Tree, where we used to live out in 29 Palms. Joshua Tree, I could see the entrance from our house, you know. So then how do not say Joshua backyard, right? So you start to realize these state parks are actually part of your landscape. And so therefore cleaning it up and actually going, being part of regular events, I think all of those things, that is, again, one of the most important themes. They're all important.
But it's true. I think that is an opportunity. I mean, state parks, like all parks, benefit tremendously from volunteerism. And there's so many people all the time that do all kinds of things, from cleanups to there's like, you know, some parks have bird watches and bird counts and
citizen science. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Community science is what we've started calling it, just to like really make sure it's engaged.
That's nice.
And yeah. So all of this, we've had that with Save the Redwoods League too. There's definitely been some like burn watch and other things we've done over the years within a community science vein.
I want to do that.
Yeah. But on this last day, that was a way to like really celebrate and elevate, again, everyone and how important that volunteerism, or even just that shared promotion and that respectful, you know, visitation to parks is to their, you know, their continued well-being of these places. And so, yes, you can definitely, if anyone is so inclined, go on and check out places that they could go do a cleanup. Or I know some parks are having like new volunteer orientation to learn about the different things you could do to get involved in your parks if you have little extra time. So yeah, I agree with you. It's, you know, they belong to all of us, and there are opportunities for us to all engage in that way too.
It's like looking at your home, right? And then going, yeah, you know, I got to go do the mowing of the backyard, or, you know, hey, this bird needs an extra nest area that I need to not cut this part of this tree down. I need to do this. Maybe put some water in, you know, for the birds, you know. So I look at, you know, the parks are the extension of our community. It is part of it. And you can't just be a resident.
Right, right.
You can't. And you can't be just a resident who complains about something unless you actually get involved. You know, I'm just gonna say, in some way, you've got to get involved. If you want to complain, get involved.
That's
about right, you know.
Well, and it can be really simple too, you know, just responsible recreation in the parks. And that's what Leave No Trace is all about. It's just like, even when you're there having hopefully a really wonderful, inspiring experience, making sure that you stay on trail, packing out your own trash. You might see a little trash on the trail, and I mean, it's awesome if you can just pick that up so that it keeps it from, you know, getting deeper into the ecosystem. So those are little ways that all of us can do that on an everyday basis anytime we visit.
I've learned now too, like, watch about your backpacks and your shoes, what you're carrying into parks. And some parks I'm seeing now, they have a thing where you can clean the bottom of your boots, your hiking boots, and, you know, just whatever you know, you've been to, especially for us, because we travel nationwide. I mean, what we picked up in Virginia, you may not want, you know, from the Virginia swamps to the redwoods, it may not be a good thing. You may not want that, you know, just saying. It can happen.
And
so it is about kind of like, when you go for a hike, dust off your shoes before you go in. And it's something I always thought was funny. Then I realized and started reading all this stuff, I'm like, I don't want to give the bats this fungus. I don't want to put these plant seeds in here and create the invasive species, you know, pandemic or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
So some of those little tiny actions. And then the other thing I think everyone can do very immediately is go to California, go to castateparksweek.org, also savetheredwoods.org. And the one thing we can do is make social media a better, happier place by sharing good stuff like this. So that's an easy, easy thing we can all do right now.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, plan where you're going to go.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yes, there's definitely, can take a look. You can RSVP so the rangers know to expect you. Planning ahead is great.
What's the next state park you're going to in California?
Oh my gosh. Well, I just got back last week from Humboldt Redwoods State Park
and Fort
Humboldt.
Sorry.
So that was
that was great.
Yeah, but you know, there's actually a state beach right where I live, and I like to go. I actually live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I like to go walk on it. So I don't know. You stumped me. What's the next state park you're going to?
Okay, well, right now, as we record and air this, we're in Lubbock, Texas, and we'll be driving to Maryland and doing some kind of state park on our way. So I know that we'll be at the Chesapeake Bay, literally on the bay where we're going, on the river there. So yes, crossing that bridge, darn bridge, that big bridge that I don't want to cross. But I kind of feel like that's an important thing. Like when you talk about the San Francisco Bay Area and the water out there, the Golden Gate National Recreation Area to me is really amazing. Like Tamales Beach was like a place that I just found this little cove, and I'm like, huh. Santa Rosa, Annandale Trion State Park. They changed the name. That was an amazing hike that we went on a few years ago, the beginning of our tour, with a friend and his little girl. We did Point Reyes, Muir Woods, and he lives in Santa Rosa. He's a big, you know, nature hike person, whatever, and never been to Muir Woods and never liked, but he took us to Armstrong Redwoods. And so he took us to all these little redwood pockets. So, you know, we forgave him about Muir Woods. He's like, dude, I didn't know. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's why we do this. Anyway, so he took us to Annandale Trion State Park in Santa Rosa, and we saw park rangers on horseback. We're like, no way, but they were checking trails. But as a little girl, there was like little miniature little waterfalls and streams with moss and trillium flowers and forget-me-nots and yes, banana slugs, and just like everything was, it was this time of year, the meadows were all lush, and star flowers were coming out, and she was holding my hand, take me around. She's like, these are little fairy houses in the flower bells. And I'm like, this is the thing. Like, as we were doing this, I'm like, we need to go on more hikes with kids, because they have this imagination and they really see this whole other side of a park area than we do as adults. Somehow we need to go back to that. And so that's what I love about this week, is that kids and parents and families and friends get together. And, you know, his little daughter, it stuck with, I wrote articles on this. I'm like, it stuck with me forever, because it was like, and we were like having this whole conversation about fairies, and then, oh no, the elf will live here. And I know it sounds weird, but it's not. It's magic land.
It is.
And I was
magical.
This is the next Park Stewart, you know, like she's off to a good start, you know? So, you know, when it comes to California and Anza Borrego, we used to live out there in Anza Borrego Desert, you know, California state parks really are amazing. So I don't know about our state park between here and Maryland, but we for sure will be in one. And Arkansas has good parks too, state parks. They're one of the few free ones. That's actually kind of unique. There's a few states that do that, and every state is different, but you do pay more for recreation than you do about entrance. You know what I mean? So everyone balances out different. California, you guys pay, you pay to get in, but you can pay towards a license thing, right?
Yeah, there's often an entrance fee, although not always. And then it depends. Like a lot of the programming for California State Parks Weekend, even that happens regularly in parks, is free. Like the ranger programs are free. So there sometimes there may be an entrance fee or like a parking fee.
It's so cost effective. It is cheaper than going to your local coffee place.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I'm just saying, you know, it's the most cost-effective thing for families to, you know, and you want to invest into it. So I think that's very cool. But thank you so much, Jessica. It's been a pleasure. I want to go outside now. Next time, let's just do this sitting out in the forest, okay?
I would love that. And I would like to just hop in your luggage. You have like the best job. Oh my gosh.
It's a small amount of luggage, let me tell you. I know. It's crazy. We are working on our map, everyone. We're getting there. It's insane how much, you know, it's like, I've now been tasked this year, starting New Year's Day, of a park a day on social media just to, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to get into the archives. And then I'm like, where was this? Oh, wow. Look at that. There's got this, you know, this happened here. And then you want to write an essay about every single park, even if it's the smaller community ones, like Cardiff Beach, right? Yeah. That state park. That is actually a really huge thing. It's not a huge park, but people can camp right overlooking the bluff into the water. It's a surfing spot. It's like a strip, right? But you can still see ice plant. And it's funny because I'm used to ice plant. And then there's people like, I've never seen ice plant. I'm like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Depending on where you're from, you know what I mean? Right. So everything's, you know, different. And, but they really work hard, even with like different organizations, to keep those bluffs from falling through. And so it's, what you guys are doing means the world. I think it's very exciting. So everyone's CA StateParksWeek.org, right?
Yes. And I really want to thank you for what you're doing too. I mean, I feel like now I have a whole new resource when I'm like trip planning across the country. So thank you. And thank you for promoting this. I mean, you know, we're all in it together. And
that's it.
And it's, thank you. I really appreciated the opportunity.
Oh, you bet. Everyone go to a park.
Yes.
Go get your natural high on, right?
Do it. Yes.
All right. Thanks. And everyone, keep up with us at nationalparktraveling.com. We want to thank Margot Carrera, who's our partner in nature. I want to say nature crime, but there's no crime going on. We're like the, you know, anti that. But she is an amazing photographer, and you can go to her website, carrerafineartgallery.org. And of course, keep up with us. We're here every fourth Friday with our Nature Connection show. Just keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Thank you so much, Jessica. Thank you all for listening.